Ciao a tutti, bentrovati su World Vibes. Io sono Amida e oggi sono qui con Francesco.
Ciao ragazzi.
Che conoscerete per Music Storms e anche con un altro ospite.
Ciao, sono Gianluca.
Lui è Gianluca, è venuto qua in Erasmus dalla Germania.
Hi, I'm Gianluca, I'm from Germany, I'm 22 years old and I study journalism.
Lui ha 22 anni, studia giornalismo e, come ho già detto, è venuto dalla Germania. Ma partiamo con la prima canzone. Gianluca, do you want to introduce the song?
Yeah, I want to introduce it because it's a very cool song from Germany I brought with me, called Billie Holiday by Trettmann. It's a well-known rapper and also reggae singer in Germany. And the song, in my opinion, has a good vibe. Billie Holiday.
Kitsch Creek, Kitsch Creek, Kitsch Creek.
Bleib mir treu, folge niemandem, alles Schall und Rauch. Den Traum, das Kusch und die Lila, nenn ab alles, was ich brauch. Wach auf am Abend, greif um das Bett nach den Ultra-Boost. Muss wieder los, wenn die Straße ruft, hab den Walking Blues. Und würde alles wieder so tun, wenn morgen alles vorbei wär. Diese Nächte und Bilder dazu, diese Feste bedeuten mir weit mehr. Ein Hoch auf die, die immer da waren, auch wenn ich scheiter. Denk an euch, wenn Dämonen über mir kreisen und zieh einfach weiter. Hab mein Zuhause verloren, such nach einem neuen Zuhause. Und auch wenn sich hier alles gleicht, egal wohin ich auch laufe. Sonne geht auf, die Skyline taucht alles ins Dunkel. Keine Liebe in diesem Dschungel.
Bene, questa era Billie Holiday. E adesso cominceremo a parlare con il nostro ospite. Gianluca, how do you find yourself in Italy?
Oh, actually, because my mother is from Italy, I spent a lot of time in Italy before, because we also make vacation in Italy for two times in the year. But I've never been to Perugia. In my opinion, it's a really nice city with, as you can see, it's the houses with a very long history, and it's really beautiful here.
So it's not your first time here, but where do you go? Usually?
Usually we go to Toscana, Isola d'Elba. I don't know if you know it, yeah?
Yes, we know. It's a touristic destination, it's very famous.
Yeah, I really love it there because I was there, I don't know, 8 times, and it's kind of a tradition to go there with my family, and it's so beautiful there. And not so touristic. It's touristic, but not compared to, I don't know, Rome or Rimini, for example.
Ah, you went also in Rimini?
Oh no, hell no. A lot of Germans actually go to Rimini, but only for partying and drinking alcohol, and it's not my the way of vacation I like. Actually.
It's because Rimini is mainly famous for the sea and the parties.
Yeah, of course. But I like the Toscana, and my mother is from Bari, so sometimes we make a vacation as well near of Bari in Gravina in Puglia.
Gravina in Puglia, yeah. I don't know that, but
it's not at the sea. It's a bit in the country, yeah, but
yes.
It's quite beautiful there as well.
Quindi ha detto che è stato più volte in Italia avendo la madre italiana, ma non è mai stato a Perugia. Ha visto altri luoghi come l'Isola d'Elba, come Bari o Gravina in Puglia. Perugia, why do you like much Perugia? Because you told you like that.
I really like the view because I live in Germany, and in Germany everything is it's a very flat landscape, like
no mountains,
no hills, and not a beautiful view. And here at the mountain city, it's very beautiful to see the landscape and
Live here in Umbria. We are near the mountains. In my city, we have lots and lots of mountains or woods.
Yeah, it's beautiful, really. It's a beautiful landscape here.
But I thought that also in German there were many, not so much high mountains, but like La Foresta Nera, Black Forest.
Yeah, but I don't live near to the Black Forest. So I live in an area where are a lot of cities. I live in Cologne, but my hometown is about 1 hour of Cologne, far away from Cologne. And I live in an area where... There is a lot of industry companies, like they work with coal and steel, and like in Terni there is also a steel company.
Yes.
And this is at my hometown. So my region is known as an industry region, so I don't have a beautiful landscape.
So it's just Colonia, not all German that is so...
No. The West and the North is not famous for their landscape, actually. The South is pretty nice, like the Black Forest or Bavaria. It's very nice there, but not in my area, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, because I really like to live in places where you, for example, I come from university to here or to my home, and I see lots of monuments or of landscapes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by going home, center, home, and.
But what I like in Cologne, for example, is that Perugia is very, very nice, but it's a very small city, and Cologne is very big, and you have some advantages there because. You can go by bus or by tram until, I don't know, 4 a.m. in the morning, and you can eat until 4 a.m. in the morning because the restaurants are open until very late. And that are the advantages of a big city in Germany. But I prefer actually the landscape.
You choose the landscape. But to me, Perugia is also... not big, but quite big, because I come from a small, even smaller city, and we is a miracle that we have the bus. So
yeah, it's a small center. It's a big area of Perugia, but
that's true.
I like it because after 1 month you probably know everything of the city, every restaurant, every bar.
Yes. But
actually, a big town like Cologne has as well some advantages.
Yes. E lui, venendo da Colonia, non è molto abituato magari ai panorami come a quelli a cui siamo abituati noi a Perugia, essendo città industriali. E I'd put a song now.
A song, okay. So, I have another German song by a band which has a very difficult name, I guess, for Italian. Also for English people, I think. Mm-hmm. It's called Annen Mai Kantereit. Can you say it?
Annen Mai Kantereit?
Yeah, very well.
Ah,
not
good.
Annen
Mai Kantereit.
Annen Mai Kantereit, because their sure name is the band name. So there are three people and three sure names, like Annen, May, and Kantereit.
What does it mean?
Cognome in Italy, is it?
Ah, it's a name.
Yeah, Annen is a cognome. Mai is a cognome of one of the band members, and Kantereit is as well one of.
There are some names.
All fits together, and it's a band name. It's kind of difficult. I don't know why they did that, but. and the song is called "Oft gefragt," and it's a very beautiful song. And if you're listening to it, you probably need to watch the lyrics, because they are very, very beautiful.
Okay, let's hear it then.
Du hast mich angezogen, ausgezogen, großgezogen, und wir sind umgezogen. Ich hab dich angelogen, ich nehme keine Drogen, und in der Schule war ich auch. Du hast dich oft gefragt, was mich zerreißt. Ich wollte nicht, dass du es weißt. Du warst allein zu Haus, hast mich vermisst und dich gefragt, was du noch für mich bist. Und dich gefragt, was du noch für mich bist. Zu Hause bist immer nur du. Zu Hause bist immer nur du. Abgeholt und hingebracht, bis mitten in der Nacht wegen mir aufgewacht.
Ich habe in letzter Zeit so oft daran gedacht. Wir waren in Prag, Paris und Wien, in der Bretagne und Berlin, aber nicht in Kopenhagen. Du hast dich oft gefragt, was mich zerreißt, und ich habe aufgehört, mich das zu fragen. Du warst allein zu Hause, hast mich vermisst und dich gefragt, was du noch für mich bist. Und dich gefragt, was du noch für mich bist. Zu Hause bist immer nur du. Zu Hause bist immer nur du. Du bist zu Hause für immer und mich. Du bist zu Hause für immer und mich. Hab keine Heimat, ich hab nur dich. Du bist zu Hause für immer und mich.
Quindi bentornati e abbiamo sentito Off me Kratefrack.
Oft gefragt.
Oft gefragt. stavo giusto dicendo che in Germania piacciono molto le parole lunghe, le parole complicate.
Yes, we have a lot of long words. Do you want to hear one?
Yes.
Okay, let me think about it. Arbeitsamt Erlaubnislizenzierungsverfahren. It's one word.
Is one word? Are you kidding?
Arbeitsamt Lizenzierungsverfahren.
Arbeitsamt
Lizenzierung. I don't translate it for your own good.
Yes, yes. Maybe it's better. I don't know what does it mean.
It is.
I don't know. Never mind. How many letters are there?
Oh, don't ask me. I don't know. Probably over 20.
Over 20. But we have the longest Italian word that has 26 letters.
Really?
That is.
We have in Germany a word. I think with 40 letters. 40. Yeah.
Are you? We have like precivitevolissime volme. And it's the hardest Italian word. Yeah. Nobody uses it. I don't know if Aden, Kata,
but
somebody uses it.
It's not that we use it all the time. It's not used, but it exists. So
probably you normally use word of 15 letters.
We wouldn't use it
for your own sake, always.
Yeah, exactly.
So you told me that you work in a radio in Germany. Can you tell me also the difference that you have found coming here?
Actually, I can say something about the difference between working for a radio in Italy than in Germany, because I didn't see any Italian radio channels so far. I have no comparison to Italian radios, but in Germany I can say it makes a lot of fun to work for the radio. I always, when I'm in Italy, I always listen to, what's the name? RTL 102.5. I feel like that they are talking far more than the hosts in Germany.
They don't even talk much. They usually are 2 minutes and song. It's
maybe it sounds like this because they speak so fast, like
yes, we have less letters in the word, but we speak faster.
But I recognize as well that at Etiella Centro Due Cinque that they don't have like topics, like reports. They only talk about music and talk with the listeners.
Yes, it depends from the program. In RTL, okay, there aren't programs that are centered on other things that are not music or.
Yeah.
There are other programs that have a topic.
Yeah, Rai, for example.
Rai is more a TV channel, but there is also the radio.
Yeah, but it's also a radio channel.
But yes, mainly it's a television.
There is Radio 1. Della Rai in pratica, però la chiamano Radio 1, in pratica come il telegiornale.
Sì,
ma...
come Rai 1 è Radio 1. Mm-hmm. And now, for example, the Rai is on the Rai, you can see the Italian Festival of Songs, for example.
Sanremo.
Esatto. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Isn't it? No, yeah. I heard about it.
Yes, it started yesterday.
In Germany, I made a report about Sanremo because the son or the grandson of the Italian king sang a song at Sanremo.
Maybe some.
I don't
no, Filiberto di Savoia,
Francesco or something like that.
Filiberto?
Umberto. Filiberto, yeah.
Filiberto
exactly,
di Savoia.
Filiberto, yeah.
I didn't even know he was a singer. He sometimes
he tried.
He wasn't good.
Oh, it was fine, but it was like a opera and fire, a lot of emotions and not the type of music I hear.
We hope Italian music is better than this.
It was not bad. Yeah.
Not bad. Okay.
But in Germany we know Sanremo because it's pretty similar to the Eurovision Song Contest. Two years ago we had as well something like Sanremo, not that big, but also every state or region in Germany has sent one singer into the competition.
You live in Germany, so do you know Scorpions?
Of course we know the Scorpions. Yeah, yeah. Wind of Change.
Are they a band?
A band, hard rock band, fantastic. I love this band.
Yeah, and they became very famous after the wall was destroyed because it was like a hymn for every people who now were free. And there is a famous part. I don't want to sing, but there's a famous part of the song. It goes like.
I don't know that. No? Or maybe I do know. I don't know.
No, you have to.
Probably
you
I have heard
okay,
that.
I have another song now.
Okay, okay.
I can show you. Yeah. No. It's now it's very embarrassing because I don't remember what the name, what the title of the song. Damn it. Wind of Change.
Wind of Change. Yeah. So let's hear Wind of Change.
Down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. We could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Questa era Wind of Change, che immagino molti di voi conoscevate, che io non conoscevo. Like, you told me that this song was written after the wall fell down. Many days ago I was hosting a Polish girl that told me that Polish people do remember a lot about their history, about what happened during the war, for example. So, about the wall, how do German people feel? They do always remember it, or is something that is has passed now? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think in Germany we are very sensitive about our history because it's a long history, and it's a long history of a lot of shit, actually. And well, we don't feel responsible for what happened 70 years ago, but as I said, we are very sensitive about it. We learn a lot of facts in school about it, and we have trips visiting the concentration lager, like Auschwitz.
Yes, even here they do lots of trips to visit.
Not a lot of, but but we do trips to remember, because it's very important to remember.
Yes,
yeah.
We have also the day, the 27th January, that there are lots of film about the war and...
Yeah, this is kind of annoying, actually, because... the film industry in Germany is only based on historical movies, like
really?
About the Second World War, and not only, but a lot of films from Germany are about about Second World War and about I don't know the communism in Germany. I mean, it's a very important topic, and as I said, we are very sensitive, and it must be taught in the school because we have to remember, but we also have to let it a little bit go away because Germany is not only identifying with their history. There's also a present, and in my opinion, it's a very very good present.
And so we wanna put another song?
Yeah, okay. So maybe some Italian?
Yes, an Italian song.
So I have chosen Vasco Rossi Senza Parole because my parents have been in Modena 1 year ago or 6 months ago when there was a concert with 200,000 visitors.
But from Germany?
Yeah, I came.
They were fond to Vasco Rossi.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get why they did that, but they did, and they were very happy to be there, and I dedicate this song to my mother and to my father.
E quindi è una buona occasione per pensare anche ai genitori e dedicargli una canzone. E quindi ascoltiamo subito Senza Parole.
Ho guardato dentro una bugia e ho capito che è una malattia che alla fine non si può guarire mai. E ho cercato di convincermi che tu non ce l'hai. E ho guardato dentro casa tua e ho capito che era una follia avere pensato che fossi soltanto mia. E ho cercato di dimenticare, di non guardare.
E ho guardato la televisione e mi è venuta come l'impressione che mi stessero rubando il tempo e che tu mi rubi l'amore. Poi ho camminato tanto e fuori c'era un gran rumore. Non ho più pensato a tutte queste cose. Come l'impressione che mi stessero rubando il tempo e che tu mi rubi l'amore. Ma poi ho camminato tanto e fuori c'era un grande sole che non ho più pensato a tutte queste cose.
Senza parole, canzone ormai famosissima. And why have you chosen Italy?
Sorry?
Again. Why have you chosen Italy to come in Erasmus?
I always wanted to go to Italy because I want to improve my Italian, but there was only one university which cooperates with my university in Italy.
That is this.
And that is Perugia. Because of my history, because of my family, I wanted to go to Italy because it's like, you know, I have family in Milano and I know them for 20 years, but I only know them because
You have never met them?
I'm meeting them all the time, but I can't speak to them. And it's something which hurts me very much because I have not the connection like to my to my family in Germany, because I always have to speak with my mother to speak with them. And
yes,
this is very, very, it makes me very angry. So I said to myself, now I have to stop it because I have to learn Italian that I am able to speak with them.
Yes, I can understand you. I have also Albanian relatives, and sometimes it's difficult to speak. Almost all my parents speak can speak Italian, but there are many that don't speak Italian, so it becomes difficult.
But
it's a bit sad, yes.
Yeah, but so I said to myself, as I said, now it's the time to learn Italian, and now it's the time to speak with my family.
Yes,
in Italy.
Yes, you took the occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
And wanna we put another song before saying goodbye?
So I dedicated a song to my family. So now I want to dedicate a song to a guy who I met 2 days ago at the Italian lesson. He is from Brazil. I know one song from Brazil by Michel Tello. He has a very famous song,
I
Sou Te Pego. I Sou Te Pego. You know the song?
Yes.
But I want to hear another song by him. It's a song I heard at a vacation, and it stuck in my head for months. And as I told him that I like this song, we sang it all the time, all the 2 days now. And so I want to listen to that song, and I want to dedicate this song to him, that we have a very great time and very
okay. Let's dedicate this song to your friend then.
Yes, please.
Bem na parada, ninguém consegue entender. Chego na balada, todos param pra me ver. Tudo dando certo, mas eu tô esperto. Não posso botar tudo a perder. Sempre tem aquela pessoa especial que fica na dela, sabe seu potencial e mexe comigo. Isso é um perigo, logo agora que eu fiquei legal. Tô morrendo de vontade de te agarrar. Não sei quanto tempo mais vou suportar. Mas pra gente se encontrar ninguém pode saber. Já pensei e sei o que devo fazer. O jeito é dar uma fugidinha com você. O jeito é dar uma fugida com você. Se você quer saber o que vai acontecer, primeiro a gente foge, depois a gente vê. O jeito é dar uma fugidinha com você. O jeito é dar uma fugida com você. Se você quer saber o que vai acontecer, primeiro a gente foge, depois a gente vê o quê?
E quindi dopo aver ascoltato Miguel Tello, che ha già animato le nostre serate molti anni fa con Ai Seu Ci Pego, e forse potrà farlo ancora con questa canzone, vi salutiamo. Seguite World Vibes nelle pagine Facebook ed Instagram e Telegram, e ringrazio Gianluca.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Thanks to you. E fateci sapere in pagina o su una delle pagine che cosa ne pensate, e vi lasciamo con l'ultima canzone.
So yes, because today is the first Erasmus party I'm going to, I chose as the last song Arctic Monkeys, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.